USA Radio News.
I'm Tony Marusso reporting. When Election Day arrives in Florida, Donald Trump will vote for a Republican whose political demise he may soon find himself plotting. Months after Trump told the Wall Street Journal he would support Florida Governor Ron DeSantis' bid for re-election, the former president and his home state governor appear increasingly likely to collide in a heated 2024 presidential primary. While neither has formally announced a campaign, both have taken steps in the closing days of the 2022 cycle to cement themselves as team players and kingmakers, locking horns in those pursuits. "We have a rift with Trump. Big shocker," said a source close to the DeSantis campaign, who was granted anonymity to speak candidly. "It's no secret that things are cool between Trump and DeSantis right now. They're not punching each other, but we're not helping them and they're not helping us." A major New York newspaper has endorsed a candidate for governor in the state.
As early voting begins Saturday, New Yorkers have a critical chance to save their state by casting their vote for Representative Lee Zeldin. Those are the comments from the New York Post as they have endorsed the Republican candidate for governor and are requesting New Yorkers to send status quo Democrat Kathy Hochul packing. From the West Coast USA Radio News Bureau, I'm Lance Pry.
With the midterm elections just a week away, tensions are running high after the attack on Speaker Nancy Pelosi's husband on Friday. Many are questioning the rhetoric and the safety of our elections. Congressman Tom Emmer, Minnesota Republican, stopped by the Face the Nation show on Sunday morning to talk more about the issues.
"There's no place for violence, period, in our society. Physical violence or violence against someone's property. The incident in San Francisco, tragic as it is, I think we need some more information about it, but we should all be feeling for Paul Pelosi and his family. Hopefully there'll be 100% recovery."
This is USA Radio News.
You know, if you feel like you're stuck with a healthcare plan that isn't affordable, or you simply just don't like how it works, well, right now, during open enrollment, is a perfect time to switch to MediShare. The typical family saves $500 a month when they join MediShare, and what's more, they like it. MediShare has double the customer satisfaction rate compared to the industry. That's double. And MediShare is the most trusted name in healthcare sharing. It's been around for 30 years. It's shared more than $4 billion in healthcare bills. And here's why now is the perfect time to make the switch. If you join MediShare Complete by January 1st, they will waive your new member fees and you'll save an additional 10% off your first year. That's right. No fee to join, 10% off every month for all of next year. But again, it's a limited time offer. So yeah, you're not stuck. You've got a great option. Call now, 833-34-BIBLE. That's 833-34-BIBLE, 833-34-BIBLE.
When the suspect arrived at the Pelosi home early Friday morning, apparently looking for Nancy Pelosi, he had zip ties and duct tape in his bags, according to law enforcement sources. Investigators were slow to open the bags, waiting to make sure they had all of the needed search warrants so the evidence would be admissible in court. The zip ties are an echo from the January 6th attack on the Capitol. The 42-year-old suspect is expected to be formally charged on Monday. Say, what do you imagine the numbers are? Who is paying their fair share in this country?
More than 72 million households in the U.S. are expected to pay nothing in federal income taxes. That's according to the Tax Policy Center. The nonpartisan think tank noted that's 40% of households in the U.S. However, it's a big decline from both 2020 and 21. The number hovered above 55% in both of those years. In the USA Radio News Midwest Bureau, I'm Katie Lewis.
Dolly Parton is still cranking out the tunes, but she has no plans to do so on the big stage anymore. In a new interview with Polestar, Parton boldly claimed, "I do not think I'll ever tour again," before adding, "I'll do special shows here and there, now and then, maybe do a long weekend of shows, or just a few shows at a festival. But I have no intention of going on a full-blown tour anymore." At 76 years old, Parton, the country legend, is still churning out new music, but wants to enjoy a simpler life with her husband, Carl Thomas Dean, on the porch. For USA Radio News, I'm Tony Marusso.
Hi, this is Joe Cordell with the law firm Cordell & Cordell. When the prospect of divorce becomes a reality, you need a partner that you can count on. If you're a man in this situation, consider contacting Cordell & Cordell. We've helped men navigate complex legal matters for 30 years.
Contact Cordell & Cordell to schedule an appointment with one of our firms online at CordellCordell.com. No representation is made that the quality of legal services to be performed is greater than the quality of legal services performed by other lawyers. Online at CordellCordell.com. CordellCordell.com.